We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school boys basketball. Audubon is off to a decent start. They struggled early on against some tough competition, but they've won back-to-back ball games, 2-3 on the season. Darren Miller, head coach for the Wheelers, joins me now. And coach, like I said, I mean, you played some tough games and close ones. I mean, you had a close one against Coon Rapids Baird, and then Underwood and Trainer, another two good basketball teams, but you rebounded off of that, beat Greene County and Missouri Valley. How are you feeling about your team after the start of the season?
Oh, I feel like we're in the right step. You know, we talked about getting better each game, and I feel like each game we've gotten better. Those first three games were, you know, were against tough opponents, but we really competed well. We played right with those teams and, you know, had chances really to win that Coon Rapids game, but just had a few rebounding errors at the end. And then Underwood, you know, our first half was, you know, by far we were the better team. And just second half kind of struggled with the zone offense, and that was kind of, you know, second game of the year. And just kind of was not flowed very well in that really for three quarters, and just had a spell there. Late third, early fourth, we didn't get some buckets, and in a team like that against Trainer, you got to have value the possessions that we get. Just came up short, but I was just really proud how hard we played.
Just what overall do you feel like you learned from your team here after these first five games?
We can compete, and we can really compete with anybody. I feel like we can play with anybody. We have the athletes. I feel like the first three games, we got a lot of guard scoring, but we were just trying to get our post to score a little bit more. And I feel like the last two games we've done that. Austin has had two really good back-to-back games, and Sully has some good games, and Brody Weber have gotten some touches. And so we need to be a little more balanced in that aspect of the game. And I feel like the first three games were just really guard-heavy scoring, which is great, but then teams start to kind of hone in on that. And I felt like the last two games we've done a much better job of trying to get a little more balanced scoring.
Well, I mean, Aiden Kiergaard had a great football season, and he's picked up right where he's left off in the basketball season. He leads you in scoring at 12.8 points a game. What's been his difference here to start the basketball season?
He's got high IQ basketball knowledge and knows the game, and you can just see how he plays. He reads players, reads defenses, and he can handle the basketball. I think that's a really big thing for us, just being the point guard, you know, running the team, very similar to being a quarterback of the team, running the team. And he's done a nice job that way. He can shoot the 3-2, and he has a good ability to get to the rim and score with contact and make good passes. I think he's done a good job, you know, kicking it out to the players that have been open and kind of all three facets of the game, really.
Right. And then Jorgen Nowanski is off to a great start. He hasn't started any game, but he's played it, of course, every game off the bench. And you got to be ecstatic with what kind of production you're getting from him off that bench.
Yeah, he's been a good fire coming off the bench. He's very similar, like, you know, last year Brody Schultz came off the bench and leaned their score. And we've talked to Jorgen about this already, and he's coming off the bench and does a good job of getting to the rim, ability to score and through contact. So that's been a good help. And defensively, too, he brings us some good value as far as he's got some long arms and ability to get some steals that way and just able to do some deflection. So, yeah, he's been a good spark off the bench.
Yeah, and then how about Brody Schultes? He leads you with assists at 3.8. He's been solid scoring at 10.5. I'm sure he settled into his role as one of your senior leaders and just a solid all-around player.
Yeah, he is. Yep, he can really do a little bit of everything. Yeah, he's done a nice job shooting the three. Kind of struggled there the first game, but has kind of come out of that already. And brings good defense. On the point guard, we try to put him on there to give him a little bit of pressure, bring it up the court. And offensively, yeah, he's a threat from the three-point land. And so he's been good. And the last game, too, Carson Wessel had a really good game as far as attacking the rim, shooting some threes, and hitting some 15-footers. And another guy that I thought was really good here the last couple games.
How do you feel just with how the rotation is going? I mean, it's pretty much been just eight guys that – have played for you right now. How do you feel about your rotation?
Yeah, I think it's been good. Yeah, we've been running with eight. There's been times where we maybe run with seven, we run with six. It kind of depends on how the game's going, you know, how the five that are out there, if they're doing well together, I'm probably going to keep them out there. And that might mean some guys aren't going to play as much. But I feel like if we got a rhythm going with the five out there, we're going to try to roll with it. And, you know, if somebody's having a down game, we'll try to get the next person up. you know, in there. And so I think between those eight, that's kind of been our best rotation thus far.
Well, and then you look at the schedule coming up, and it just doesn't get any easier. I mean, that's the nature of the beast in this conference. You got ICAM Manning on Friday, Tri-Center, then a week after that, and then you get into the winter break, and coming out of that, we got Riverside, a Red Oak, and a non-conference game, Logan Magnolia. But so what do you see about dealing with Ben Ramsey and the Wolves? They you know, I saw them last week, and they look to be playing as good a basketball as they have ever played right now.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to be a beast come, you know, tomorrow night when we play them. It's, you know, it's, you got Ben Ramsey, but I feel like the other four, I really, as I watch them on field, really know their role very well. And so that makes it, you know, a team pretty dangerous when you know all five of them know what they're, what kind of what they expect on the court. And coach does a really good job. Wagner up there does a good job coaching them. So they're going to be good. It's always hard to play at their place. You know, last year we got blitzed by Isaac Blakeman in the first quarter. He hit six threes on us, and we cannot let that happen again. And so we, yeah, we got to be prepared, and it'll be a good game.
And in, you know, in a week, you do get a chance to play Tri-Center, and it's at it's a shootout game at Council Bluffs at the Mid-American Center. What's it going to be like, the opportunity to play in a game like that?
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty cool to play somewhere different, in an arena like that. It'll, you know, it probably won't be a lot of people there, just I suppose just, you know, the parents. So it kind of feel empty in there, but we'll be playing against another really good team. I mean, they're going to be very solid, and we'll have our work cut out against them too. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of something different. We've got to get the kids exposed to something like that. I think it's kind of fun to do that kind of stuff. So yeah, it'll be fun. Play a little afternoon game.
Well, coach, really appreciate your time. Have a great holiday. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you down the road in the new year as the season goes on. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Darren Miller, head coach for Audubon Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.